Can we start the theme?
Yeah, start the theme. And go. Don't, Wendy. You can't give up
what
that easily.
Matt? Were you listening to something else? I can't hear you. Babuba. Aw, come on. Listen to us. We're going to talk about... It's not really dirty.
What is it?
It's just... It's a part of life that men do more than women. Can
I say
that? Is that
true? Do you know that to be true?
That's a great question.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I still think you guys take the trophy on that.
The baton?
You're dirty. I'm suing you.
Batons aren't dirty. Batons are a miracle.
We have been wanting to talk about this, mainly me, I'll be honest.
Yep.
You hear this headline and it's like, I won't use the word, it's an M word. I don't want to use the word. But there are some...
Self-love.
Yes. Involving Cook County jail inmates could cost taxpayers $2 million plus in legal fees. So if you start listening to that, and taxpayers are paying money for prisoners loving themselves.
I'm not sure how that
because they go to court. Here's what happens.
Explain.
Legal fees for cases relating to... detainees who like themselves at Cook County Jail could reach more than $2 million. The Cook County
Board. Are they in solitaire? Where does this take place? You would imagine.
Solitary?
No, solitaire. Solitary.
Was there a joke
solitary,
there?
Solitary, I don't
or
know.
Or you're being. Because I don't. See, this is what I don't understand. The Cook County Board's Finance Committee. We'll consider the latest $486,000 in fees and expenses for five cases. These are only five cases that were brought by public defenders, sheriff's officers, and other female county employees exposed to this harassment. That comes on top of a nearly $1.7 million the board has already paid out. So there are people who work at the prison who say, I shouldn't be subjected to this.
Oh, all right. So the cost comes from that.
Yes.
All right. These guys are pleasuring themselves, and then somebody who works for the department, the city, or the penitentiary or whatever, they see this and they say, I'm going to sue because I saw things that I shouldn't have seen.
Well, it's been dubbed as an extreme brand of workplace sexual harassment. I mean, Louis C.K., you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it is a form of sexual harassment. You know, years ago when I heard about, I just kind of assumed... When you're in prison, you don't have much else to do, so I assumed it kind of went on frequently.
Yeah.
But I guess it makes sense. It's been dubbed an extreme brand of workplace sexual harassment by one state senator who sought increased penalties for the lewd behavior. The women subjected to it have written letters to county officials and filed lawsuits. So that's where the taxpayers' money is coming in, the payouts, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The problem got so bad, a federal judge in 2017 ordered all Cook County jail detainees with a history of indecent exposure, masturbation, or sexual misconduct to remain handcuffed at all times during courthouse visits. So now I'm thinking courthouse visits, they're going there to find out what their sentencing is. That's where they're doing it?
You could still perform that act while handcuffed.
Oh, my God. See, this is Bill Leff unleashed. I don't want to hear about your past experiences.
But you could think about it. If you're handcuffed...
Behind your back?
Oh, that would be a challenge. I mean...
What do you think? They just handcuff it to you right could, there? Duh!
Well, when I think of a person being handcuffed, I think of them being handcuffed for some reason... In front, but yeah, if they're handcuffed in back, if you could still do it, good for you. I don't know how you could pull it off, but wow.
The amazing...
They should set you free if you could pull that off.
Houdini could have done it.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess you're... When someone's handcuffed, it's nine and a half out of 10 times. Look at every cop show or every movie.
Are they handcuffed in back normally?
Yeah, they put you up against the wall and then they put your
hands behind you. Why do for some reason, my default setting for handcuffs is a guy holding
his
wrists out in front.
I don't want to hear about your past
and then
experiences.
They would do it in front. I don't know, but you're right. It would make more sense if it's in the back. But boy, I don't think you could. You'd have to have, a special equipment made if you were going to swing that. That's amazing.
All right. So they were handcuffed at all times during courthouse visits, according to a federal judge who ordered this in 2017.
Yeah.
That year, half a dozen employees of the Cook County Public Defender's Office filed a sexual harassment suit, saying the problem dated back to 2015. In the suit, they described frequent encounters with detainees who would...
They would what?
Sexually harass or expose themselves to lawyers during meetings.
Ah, you can't do that.
These people are usually here to help you. Why right. would you do that?
I don't know. That's where we draw the line.
That's where I say men do it more. Because women don't do it in front of people to go, oh, yeah, look
how
what I
this?
Got.
Right.
I just don't understand you.
Interesting. Me? I'm not. My name's
guys.
Not. Is my name mentioned in
no.
there?
No. In addition, dozens of female sheriff's officers filed suit against Sheriff Tom Dart in 2017 and last year,
yeah.
alleging that he hadn't done enough to protect them from these near daily encounters with detainees who would sexually harass and assault them.
Oh, no. Every day?
Yeah. The fees coming before the committee on earlier this week relate to, or last week, relate to five of the cases brought by public defenders, jail guards, a court interpreter. Here, interpret this.
A court interpreter?
And a nurse.
They shouldn't be subjected to this.
We
or
should,
nor should the nurses, in my opinion.
Unless there's something wrong and they're examining them. But then...
Even still.
Yeah, I
guess that shouldn't
that's
be part
not...
of an examination. Should it?
No.
I'm not sure a doctor would have you do that.
Not that act, but exposing yourself, obviously,
oh, yeah.
if a nurse had to see it.
I guess then.
So it's costing people a lot of money, the taxpayers, and I just...
I'm not paying it. I'm out.
I you know...
Take that, Fritz Kagi.
This is going to sound terrible, but, you know, you're in prison. You've broken the law. You've
right.
done something... pretty wrong to
right.
be in prison.
Yes.
You know, you can't just sit around and have at it.
You got to have rules. There needs to be you got to put up a list of rules. Right?
You kind of do. I mean, really, years ago, I'm like, what's the big deal? Because I didn't really think about it. But, you know,
right.
if you have a guard walking by, at least have the decency to go, oh, pardon me.
Right. Well, some warning. You want to have some warning. Right? You do have a lot of free time in jail.
That's why I don't want to be there.
That's one of the reasons.
I would.
I got a whole bunch of reasons,
well, I
but
know
that's
that.
One of them.
But I mean, you know.
I would not do well in jail.
I wouldn't either. I You'd wouldn't. Do worse than me, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
You would get someone mad right away.
Yeah. You get to pick. You don't get to pick your bunkmate, right?
It's not like college. Hey, who's my roommate?
Right. I'm in cell 11. Who else? Cell 11? You? Not you? You? No? Who? You?
Can I trade with you, cell 12? Because
right.
you look like you're cleaner.
That's one of the things.
I know that would
bug need,
you.
I would need somebody very clean, you know.
You don't get to pick, Bill.
I would not do well.
Well,
I don't think I'd last a week.
I wouldn't last an hour.
I couldn't, like... I had friends who wanted to be roommates in college, and that was too much. And that wasn't even close to a prison-type setting. That was, you know, something local, downtown. I couldn't, like, just to live with somebody who... I always say, if you don't love somebody, you can't live with them. I couldn't.
Well, you don't have to love someone to live with them.
But there's so many little things that happen every day and night that's an imposition that unless I... Like, with my family, I go, well, I love them, so I'll give in to that.
But a friend? You couldn't live with a
no.
friend?
No. No.
That's because you don't have any.
Well, I have friends.
I you so you moved from your house to in with Terry? There was no, like, living with a roommate prior to that?
No. That was
Terry
it.
Was your first and only roommate.
For any extended, like, you
what
know, when I did
mean?
Stand-up, I was in with...
That doesn't count.
Sometimes you'd be in a condo with a guy for a week.
Night. It's,
no,
you didn't
a week.
Sign a lease with anyone.
Right. But for an extended length of time, yeah, I couldn't. Because you guys, there's so much stuff you have to give into. Even when Terry and I started living together, she still had, there was her roommate from college still lived there for a while.
So the three of you, it was like Three's Company?
It was like Three's Company, yeah. Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
We would go to the Regal Beagle every night. And
Stanley.
Yeah, Mrs. Roper was there. But like you know how there's common sense rules that you have? Like if we got food and then put it in the refrigerator, wouldn't you expect that food to still be there when you wanted it the next day?
Yeah.
It was never the case. Like we'd go out, we'd get Chinese food, didn't eat it all, put it in the refrigerator. I'd go for it the next day for lunch and it's gone. And a roommate would go, oh, I ate it.
Well, now
how does that work?
If Terry had that roommate first, that would have been her deal to say, you know, my food is my food.
She didn't want to. Terry's a peaceful person. She didn't want to get involved with that.
But so be miserable by not saying anything?
There was a lot of that kind of, you know, you'd leave stuff out and then it was gone all the time.
No, I only lived with Carla, Felicia. She was my only girl roommate.
She seems easy to live with because she's compact. She doesn't take up a lot of space.
Yeah, but she did. She cooked, and she, I mean, we would. If I cooked, I'd like, hey, you want me to make you some? And we really didn't have any problems.
No,
other than ants. We had ants in our apartment.
Oh, but that's, you can't blame that on one person or the other. That's just a natural.
But
thing.
We did our best to work it out. I mean, you know, if I was dating someone at the time, she wasn't. So maybe she was annoyed that he was there a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a common fight, but that's a disagreement, I guess, that would happen.
Yeah.
But you need to communicate, but we didn't really eat each other's food.
When Terry's roommate's boyfriend would come over, he was a big smoker. So, like, normally the apartment didn't have smoke in it, but if he was there, there was a lot of cigarette smoke all the time. And, you know,
how did you guys live with that?
It wasn't for long. It was just a couple of months, but it was. It backed up my theory that unless I'm just in love with the person or love them, I couldn't live with them.
Well, it's also called, you know, having a communication with somebody. I mean, you're lucky you didn't have to. I keep thinking of my sons if they ever move out. Ever.
Yeah, yeah.
They will have to have a roommate because rent is so unbelievably high now. There's no way they'd be able to pay it.
Right.
So I told them, you know, count on having to live with someone, and that means having to get along with someone.
And it's not always so easy.
Yeah, but everyone but you has done it.
So, yeah, probably. So what I would have to do my first day in prison is have a sit-down with my cellmate and say, let's establish some rules. If I bring in Chinese food...
You're not going to be able to.
Well, if I order in.
You can't Uber Eats it in prison. What are you thinking?
So there's no Chinese food in prison?
No!
What about on Chinese food day? They don't have that in the mess hall?
Bill, you'd make it 2 minutes.
They don't have the General Tso's chicken in the mess hall? So I'd say to the guy, hey, my food is my food. Let's establish that right now. And also, if you're going to use the pool table, you clean up when you're done. But P.S., I would need a pool table in my cell or a ping pong table. Just something. Something to pass the time.
I bet there is a ping pong. No, probably not.
Not in
because
the cell, in the main hall, maybe.
Well, no, I don't even think then, because the paddles.
Could
people
be a
could
weapon.
Hit, yeah. That's why I abide by the law, because I don't want to go to prison.
Yep.
I think that's pretty admirable.
It's a good lesson.
Yeah.
Because the rules in prison are strict.
You thought I didn't have goals?
No, I know you have goals. Stay out of prison.
That's what you should do.
Stay out of the big house.
And that message is sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-minute message.
When you're in jail, do you refer to it as the big house, or is that just something we do on the outside? You just say, you just go, we're here. You don't call it the big house or up the river or anything like that.
I don't know. I'm sure there are some prisoners listening to us on the app right now. They can let us know. Oh, Bubba checking in.
I bet a lot of prisoners get time shaved off their sentence if they listen to us. I bet there's a deal with the attorneys that go, they'll listen to the podcast. Okay, we'll take 10 years off. That's fair. You don't think so?
No.
I think that's very fair.
I am so glad you're not in charge of anything. Really.
I'm not in charge of anything. Let's make that perfectly clear. I'm not in charge of a thing. And it works out best for everybody. I wouldn't want to be involved in something I was in charge of. That would be horrible. Your life would be on the line. Do you know people who have been to jail?
No.
Nobody?
No.
I know two people that have been in jail.
And they've come out okay?
Yes. I think in both cases.
Minor charges, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you say go to jail, like, how long was their sentence? Like, were they there 2 days?
No. In one case, 6 years.
Actually, I do know one person.
Do you know somebody?
Who did, yeah.
Do I know them?
No.
I do not?
Nope.
So they're not in radio?
Nope.
Okay. I thought it was Zach Sadman. That was my guess. Was Cubs announcer Zach Sadman probably did some jail time. That was my guess.
You know, you can be sued literally for something like that.
That was just a guess. It was an incorrect guess.
An incorrect one. Yeah, you should be careful.
He doesn't seem like he was in jail.
Where how did that name just pop up?
Because it's such a Jerry Lewis sounding name, isn't it? Zach Zaidman? It just sounds like something
like
Jerry Lewis.
Kleppin.
Yeah,
why
like
didn't
Don
you
Kleppin.
Say, keeping it at our station.
Well, Don has never been in jail, because that's the first
that
thing
you
I asked
know
Don.
Of.
No, I know for a fact. I did a background check on Don Kleppin. He has never done any jail time. Good lawyering. That's
yeah,
all
I guess.
That's the only way I could figure that out, because he's done some horrible things, but he has never served time.
Okay, we need to take a break. You are really just committing a lot of libel and slander, which is unacceptable.
All right.
Are you planning for what you can do for tomorrow's National Donut Day? Do you wear this?
I think today is. Isn't it? Is it tomorrow? It's today, Wendy. You're thinking of European Donut Day. That's tomorrow.
Friday, June 7th is National Donut Day.
Really?
According to BuzzFeed.
Because the rest of us on the show, we're all celebrating it today.
Where are the donuts?
We got a big party going.
Where is the party?
I'm not supposed to tell you. Been asked by management to not share that with you. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get you some news and then a lot more show. It's because thanks, Jen.
I have to read a text.
Somebody has to. Might as well be you.
It's related to the story you did about the Springfield Archdiocese not letting people who supported any of the Illinois abortion bills go up for communion. 630 says, so the church is supposed to embrace the butchering of babies. The church is saying, come back when you support life. I support choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a woman's decision. I myself wouldn't have an abortion, mm-hmm. but I haven't had to have an abortion. There are certain reasons where you may have to have them. And God forgives, and that's all I'm saying on the matter. I would still go up to communion, and I think it's a woman's choice. And I thought this was solved. Why are we bringing this back up again?
There's so many things we shouldn't be going to communion for because...
Birth control?
There's so many...
Premarital sex? I'm just talking about my favorites. No.
If you haven't been to confession, you're not supposed to take it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stipulations on that. But people do it every day, and a lot of people don't realize the technicalities.
Right.
And Al Capone was a great Catholic. He went to church. He was. He went to church every Sunday.
Really?
I mean, yes. And, you know, I might be a better person than he is, but you never know. That's all I'm going to say.
Wendy, that's a close call. I don't know for sure. You're saying you're flat out a better person than Al Capone?
I don't know. That's debatable.
That's a throw-up question.
And just so you know, I am right. I hate to say when I'm right, but neener,
you're right
neener,
sometimes.
Neener.
What were you right on?
Tomorrow is...
Tomorrow's Donut Day.
Yes.
We always celebrated on Donut Eve. My family, ever since I was a kid, we always celebrated Donut Day the night before.
Do you get donuts both days in?
Yes.
Someone
that's
says
why we do it.
Dunkin' by me. This is so Chicago. Mm-hmm. The Dunkin'
which
by me.
Which Dunkin', Wendy? Don't Dunkin' by you?
630. The Dunkin' by me is giving a free donut with drink purchase.
Oh, that's a pretty good Dunkin' you got by you there.
But that's today. Tomorrow's the Dunkin' the donut day. And Stan's Donuts is doing this thing.
What are they doing?
Well, I feel bad that you're not on Instagram.
I'm not. No.
Our show is, so you could use our show Instagram account, but you need to have done this already. But you could have won National Donut Day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Stan's Donuts and Coffee giving its fans a chance to take control of its bright pink donut truck and each and every one of the 624 donuts inside for 1 hour on June 7th. That was part of a contest that you had to have entered. Stan's will choose one winner to take that truck and bring hundreds of donuts wherever they please. If it would have been you, you would have just pulled over for an hour.
And eaten the donuts.
Yes.
I don't have time to give them to other people. I just eat them myself.
And then tomorrow on June 7th.
Fill up the bathtub with them and jump in the bathtub with the donuts.
Oh, that sounds glorious.
Yeah.
Stans will also, because just too
it's
much
delicious.
Information.
You know it's delicious.
Stans will also give away one free glazed donut to customers who buy something at one of its locations tomorrow. On
buy
June
anything?
7th. Yeah, that's what it
oh,
says.
That's a good
I mean,
deal.
Your mileage may vary, so you right. need to ask them when you're there.
But right.
National Donut Day is mañana.
Sounds like a good deal. Can I also read a text? I was saying how I wouldn't do well in prison.
Well, he didn't even have to say that out loud.
I think people probably guessed it anyway, but I did. I solidified it by admitting I would not do well in prison. Somebody said, Bill, would your wife still put $20 into your prison commissary fund? I get as an allowance every day. I get $20, Jen. I can do whatever I want.
$20
every day? Isn't that a lot?
Monday through Friday.
Now go ahead and give your sob story. Well, I have to buy gas and I have to get my own lunch.
It's true. I do have to buy gas and lunch. Wendy says that shouldn't be part of the story, but I get $20 and oftentimes that's where it goes, is to either gas or lunch or both. But
well, that's like $600 a month. For just goofing around, if you guys are going to buy like a couch
it's
or something.
$200 a month.
It is?
No, 20 no. times
20,
5, 30.
Oh wait, 20, $100.
What's
four,
happened to
you? $400. We were both wrong.
You guys are adorable.
It's right in the middle. It's
you
$400.
Don't get it on the weekends?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because I thought 7 days a week, 30 days in a month times 20.
I'd have my own
20.
Yacht if I had it on the weekends also. I would be on the French Riviera sailing around.
No.
I'd have all kinds of crazy money.
You'd be on a French fry Riviera.
Same thing.
So do you get this in bill form?
Yeah, I get a $20 bill every day.
She lays out his clothes and puts a 20 on the bed.
Yeah.
Don't you feel dirty?
I do a little bit, but just the right amount, not overly or underly, just the exact amount.
That is a lot of money, though.
$20 for today. I just got this morning.
Wow.
Now, this goes wherever I want.
This is like show and tell of a third grader. Look what Bill just
$20.
Showed you. He just pulled the crisp 20, well, bent 20 out of his
right.
wallet just
and
to
I know it's
Jen.
Real because there's Billy Ray Cyrus's picture right on it.
So do you bring your lunch? Do you have to buy your
lunch?
He doesn't
lunch? Bring his lunch.
Well, in the summer, it works out really nice because I go home and I grill the Omaha steaks for lunch. So it's really like having found money. I mean, yes, I buy the gasoline, obviously. Omaha Steaks has not gone into that business yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it. So, this time of year, it's like I'm rich.
Are you typically, then in the plus at the end of the week? And what do you do with that extra money?
I usually, when the week is ended, I'm usually either up or down about $5. Never much more than that. I think it comes from the days I used to gamble quite a bit, and if I had extra spending money on me, that would be gambling money.
I
think that's kind of where it started. It's a good system. I know a lot of people go, you make more than that. Why would you only have that? It works out.
What if there's something special you want?
I steal it.
Well, you guys share finances then, as
yes,
husband and wife.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we never merged bank accounts.
Oh, you didn't.
Nothing like that. No,
we didn't either.
Did neither.
That bugs him.
Yeah.
It works fine. I just said the other day, Jim, I need such and such for the mortgage, and he's like, okay. But we split everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's just kind of like whoever has more handles that. And
yeah.
It just, then we have our own account. So I don't have to report to him if I want to go buy 10 pairs of shoes or if he wants to buy action figures.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to ask my permission.
Ah.
Yeah. If I go buy in 10 pairs of shoes, I should make sure I have the money and I'm not asking him for
right,
like grocery
right,
money
right.
or something
yeah.
like that.
Right.
But just for bills, it's like, hey, I'm going to send out blah, blah, blah. Can you give me half of it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
interesting.
It's all going the same place.
Yeah. Here's what I have found. My wife handles almost all the money and almost everything we do. And when we eat out all the time, my wife doesn't cook, so we eat out almost every night. And the server, sometimes a man, sometimes a woman, puts the bill down in front of me 95% of the time.
Yeah, and that bugs me. They do that to
strange.
Jim, too, and it's like, just put it in the center of the table,
right.
or, at the edge, but
right.
not next to either mm-hmm. a man. That really bugs me.
You would think by today's standards, with equality being what it is, or
yeah.
where we're trying to get it to be, a server would say either middle of the table or who gets this or something like that. But
and
no.
poor Bill like sticks his hands in his pockets and flips them out. He only has
$7.43
left.
My
so.
20 went quickly today. So
looks like she's going to handle it.
I will gladly pay you Wednesday for a hamburger today.
That's
I
fantastic.
Say that out loud. Yeah. I'm curious about something. You and your husband got, I just found this out moments ago. You mm-hmm. guys got married in Disney World.
We did.
Your idea or his idea?
It was my idea. He had actually not been to Disney World for more than a day. in his entire life. He'd been there for like a day when he was a child passing through Florida. And it was kind of his way to appease everybody involved, you know, his mom,
Mickey,
me, my mom. Yeah. And when I showed him, hey, you give them a chunk of money, you go on a website and you pick out everything that you want. I'm really bad with organization and details and all that. And we got to do it all online. We had a wedding planner and it was just the most magical experience ever.
You love Disney, obviously.
Yeah, my family is a very big Disney enthusiast. And because it was his first time there, it was so magical for him because they did everything.
That's a pretty good first trip there to go get this wedding.
So in the wedding chapel by the between the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian?
Well, we decided to do it on the boardwalk at the Boardwalk Resort.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So I made sure specifically, too, they have strict rules about what you wear. Like, they won't let brides with huge princess dresses into the parks because little kids will think that they're princesses.
That's Belle. Yeah. And she's let herself go.
And they're dangerous, you know. So I got a very, like, fitted, just hit the ground dress. All of my bridesmaids had tea dresses.
You had a wedding party, too, at Disney.
Oh, yeah. And we ran around. Cool. We went into Hollywood Studios. They put us in the Star Wars parade.
Nice.
They gave us front row seats to the Tower of Terror and gave us a picture. They gave us a champagne toast at their finest restaurant. Oh. Like,
that's really sweet.
Added value.
When you say they put you into the parade, that wasn't part of the negotiations prior? That was just an added surprise? Hey, we've got this planned for you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Nice.
God, that would have been a nightmare for me. I'm not a big Disney lover, and that would have just been overwhelming. But if you are a huge Disney fan, I think that would be the most magical wedding you could ever have.
And that's like the crowd that we hang out with. The people that we're friends with, that's what we do. Yeah, so it was like,
no one nobody prior said, hey, before you do this, just think about it a little bit. Everybody was on board. There wasn't a single person that tried to talk you out of it.
Why would they talk you
or doing
out
it
at
Disney?
Because I used to work with a girl who did a Wizard of Oz themed wedding.
Okay.
They did it at a reception hall. She was dressed like Dorothy. He was dressed like the Scarecrow. The guy who married them was dressed like the Wizard of Oz. And as she was explaining it to me and the other friends before her wedding, we were all like just giving each other a look like, somebody's got to tell her this isn't a good idea.
No.
I think what you did was a good idea.
But if it's what you want for your own wedding, I'm sorry, but whose right is it to tell you not to do what you want to do?
And here's the rub. We were pricing things out in the city of Chicago. It was going to be $40,000 to $60,000 for a wedding.
Yeah.
And at every wedding that I've been to, people complain about the food. They get so insanely drunk that they don't remember what they're doing.
Right.
And that was not something I'm interested
in.
I haven't drank in about 8 years.
Oh, good.
Why do I want all of these drunk people surrounding me on my day?
Right.
So for significantly less money, we planned this trip with our closest friends. And
but when can you ever say that Disney is less money than anything else?
Right, true. Yeah. There are Disney characters that have drinking as part of their, like Black Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Did you ban all those potential drunk Disney characters?
Well, there's no knives at the wedding, swords. Couldn't come.
All right, well, that was all
we
right.
We only invited Mickey.
Did you see the package? So they have several packages at Disney. You took the boardwalk one.
Mm-hmm.
They have a wedding chapel, a series of packages there. And then they do have one that's at the castle, and that's their most expensive one, right?
Yeah.
Can you do it at Haunted Mansion? Because that's where I would like to do it.
Can you?
Awesome.
I mean, that's the only thing.
That'd be the one you would pick?
Or Pirates. I would like to be a wench walking down the plank and then fall into my betrothed arms.
That's so romantic.
Kind of.
That's so romantic. I would pick Space Mountain because marriage is a roller coaster. So it would kind of be foretelling of what was expected.
They'll do some of them in Epcot at the countries like Italy or Canada. Yeah. So those are pretty neat. And honestly, the pricing per person, if you were to have like a regular size wedding, is about the same per plate as it is in the city of Chicago.
Wow.
And that's, you know, the city of Chicago is expensive to throw a wedding.
Right.
Lots of people go to the suburbs because it's like, you know, a lot less expensive. But
you also know with a destination wedding, it's going to cut out the riffraff. Any of the people that are on the fringe, they probably won't attend. You took that into account, right?
Very much.
Yeah. Smart move, Jen. Wow. Good.
You seem to be a little jealous.
Well, as a kid, because I also love Disney World, I always thought to get married at the castle would be so amazing.
Yeah.
But I knew when I met my wife that wasn't
she would have no part
there
of
was
that.
Not a, I couldn't if I suggested it, she would have left me. Even if I thought, hey, let me run an idea past you. Hey, where'd you go? Come back. Where are you? So I knew that wasn't going to play. I mean, she was nice enough to take several visits there with me, but I don't think she could have got. I know she couldn't have gotten married there.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
And no Star Wars related anything during our wedding, which I mean,
that's impressive.
Not a thing.
Most impressive. You're the one who actually kind of started. He always loved Star Wars as a kid, always. And we went to one of your Christmas parties, and Bill has a toy room, and Jim saw things that he wanted to display. In his mind, he's like, the wheels are spinning, going, I wonder if all that stuff is in my mom's crawl space. So the next day, he went to his mom's house and said, hey, Mom, what'd you do with all my Star Wars stuff? And you started this nightmare that I
What if I had had a torture chamber in my house? What would he have done? Same thing?
Yeah.
I should have a torture chamber, too.
Wait, you're the inspiration behind the museum in your house.
It's just a room, a Star Wars room. Bill's collection is much greater, and Jim is just completely Star Wars. Bill is all over the board.
Okay.
A lot of Disney stuff. Tons of Disney stuff.
Well, I want to come over now and see that, too.
All right. Yeah, you should. I think you'd like it. It's impressive.
See, Jim would have gotten married in Disney because the day we got married, they delivered to our wedding the I Love You, I Know t-shirts.
I don't know what that means.
So I have the Princess...
Princess
with
Leia.
With Han Solo on one and Prince Leia on the other.
He's got the I Know.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
If that's what you're into.
They've got to do, with Star Wars Land opening this week, I would imagine they've got some kind of a wedding package that's got to just be...
For $2 million.
Right. Probably right around there. But who... I was going to ask, like, who he would have, but I don't want to plant any ideas.
Who he would have what? Like Princess Leia, Slave Leia.
So you would have been dressed like Slave Leia for
in
your
Jim's
wedding?
In Jim's wishes, but not...
But not in practicality, no.
It'd be hot. So hot.
So for the actual wedding ceremony?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what he would have done, like, if Star Wars, classic, if the Star Wars land would have been built and you would have agreed to it. So that's a lot of big ifs because you would not have, like, how he would have planned it out, like, who would have officiated the wedding, which Star Wars character?
Chewbacca
would have.
And Han.
Yeah, he would have been dressed like Han Solo.
Yeah, and I would have been Leia.
Slave Leia for you.
No.
Just regular Leia.
Yeah.
Maybe for the honeymoon, Slave Leia.
That's whatever.
It's personal.
But Chewie's got to come with, then. I love Chewbacca. I'm sad,
that's
Peter.
What people in the next room would be hearing all night long. What's going on in there? Somebody's blowing their nose all night. I hope they're okay.
You're good at that.
You're not good at that. That is the worst Chewbacca.
Sounds like Chewbacca playing a trumpet that isn't working properly.
Dizzy Chewbacca. Why?
Al Hurt giving Chewbacca trumpet lessons.
Oh, man.
This is so much fun. Now I want to have a Star Wars party.
Oh, you got to have a Star Wars party. Why wouldn't you?
Do it on May the 4th one year.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Although does Jim get invited to those on May the 4th every year?
Invited to what?
Somebody must have
it? No, he doesn't.
He doesn't celebrate?
Live it as much as you guys think he does. He just loves it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are friends of his that he has that celebrate big time, and he'll go to those parties. But, yeah. I mean, you know, for the most part.
Do you tell him you get 2 blue milks and that's it? You're not driving after you've had 3 or 4 blue milks. I won't allow it.
Did you guys see a couple of months ago that I put Bantha milk in our refrigerator?
No.
When people were eating things out of our fridge and there was a big ordeal about it, and so everybody started labeling their stuff breast milk.
Here at WGN.
So I put Bantha milk in there. Put a couple of blue food coloring drops into some almond milk.
What did people do?
They didn't touch it, I bet.
Some people got it, and they thought it was hilarious. But other people were
I didn't see that. That's very funny.
Bill was talking earlier that he really didn't have a roommate. He went from living at his parents' home to moving in with Terry, and that was it. No roommate. And he said, you know, the one time you did that, somebody was taking your food. That happens here all the time. And that's why I don't like to share a refrigerator or a microwave. Because what somebody else has made in the microwave, it's like their old smells is gonna glom onto my food.
Right.
I just don't like sharing.
Right.
That's really the bottom line.
people were taking Dave. Now, Dave Ennett, you know him a little bit, is the nicest man on the planet. You can't be a nicer guy than Dave Ennett. And people were knowingly taking things that were Dave's. Dave would market, this is my stuff, and somebody was coming and taking it. Do you know who it was, Jen? You can say who it was.
I wish I knew who it was, but I can tell you guys this because I've worked many an overnight shift anchoring. There is nothing open and there is nothing to eat. And if you're here for 8 hours and you don't come prepared,
you're out of luck.
Oh, yeah. So,
well, you're going to grab something. But then replace it. There may have been a time that I have taken someone's Diet Coke, not here, but at other radio stations. Mm-hmm. But then you bring one the next day.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? And that's only like sheer desperation. That's why I think we need a vending machine.
Exactly.
For both soda and for people who are here overnight. You know, with good stuff. Like, they make the vending machine with the salads in it now.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Microwave burrito, which I wouldn't use the microwave for, so I'd just eat it frozen.
Eat it a frozen microwave burrito. Sounds so good.
I rode my bike in today, and I brought two dinners. One, a barbecue chicken with potatoes, and then ground turkey and rice with vegetables in my backpack. I'm like, this stuff is going to explode as I'm riding.
Yeah, jostling all around.
If you crashed, they wouldn't know what part was you. And they would go, I don't know what this woman has on her. What
she's
is
got
this?
Turkey in her
this
blood?
Is crazy.
All right, well, I want to start a movement to get a vending machine here.
I'm with you.
Preferably, I really just want a soda machine, but I guess the overnight shifts, people would jump on and say, yeah, we need I mean, really. Not that Fritos are healthy, but if you're starving, wouldn't you go for a bag of Fritos?
They have companies that will put like that made good stuff in there, or, you know, granola bars instead of Fritos. But also the pop machine, because there's just coffee and water overnight.
And do you drink coffee?
I drink coffee, but, you know, by the time you've had 6 cups of it.
Okay, because like, he doesn't at all, and it's not fair to you, Bill. So I'm doing this whole platform because it's not fair to Bill Love.
Thank you. When I was doing overnights at the old building, you had not only did WGN, when it was all on the ground level, there were at least two and maybe three vending machines, but then they also kept
the kitchen,
the cafeteria was open all night long.
Oh yeah,
there weren't people in there, but the machines were always accessible. So there was 11 or 12 machines, so you could have almost anything.
I forgot about all that.
Oh,
but they're not
going
to do that here.
They won't do it here.
But just, you know, some bevies and some food items.
Right.
I mean, we're in downtown Chicago.
Right.
We should be able to have access to food
to that,
at midnight.
In a pudding machine, I don't think we're asking a lot if you have three flavors, three different pudding spigots. All right, Jen, thank you for hanging out.
Thank you.
We'll close things up next. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN.
We got to go.
Wendy, we can't even debate that. It's time for us to go. We've done all the damage we can possibly do for one day, but tomorrow, another day. And you know what tomorrow is, Wendy?
Best
day ever invented. It's Friday, the end of the work week, so tune in then for a very special episode of Bill and Wendy.
Really? A special
very special episode.
Can't
find
wait.
Find out who the murderer is.
Oh, I'm not ready.
Bomp, bomp, bomp.
Wait, don't
hold
you
on,
dare
not yet.
Do
not
that.
Yet. What happened there?
You heard it, didn't you?
I heard a little. It blended in.
Well, these shouldn't be on the same.
That's Chewbacca
button.
Playing the trumpet. Nope, that should be separate. Hold on.
Yeah, it shouldn't be on this hot button. No, we got to work something
we'll
out.
Work it
more
out.
Technical difficulties.
Tomorrow. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.